What's up, my Black Sheep Patriots? Can everybody hear me? Move that over just like that. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. Folks, yeah, I'm calling it the way I see it, and this is how I see it. And you poke the bull, you get the horns. And that's what we're seeing with Russia. They're backed up against a corner, folks. They're backed up against a corner. There's not much else they can do. We're instigating it. We're the gasoline that's being poured on the fire. And this is what's happening. And we're going to see, I believe, I'm going to make a bold statement right now. I'm going to make a really bold statement. One of those conspiracy statements. I think we're going to have air raids. I think America at some point is going to have air raids. You think I'm joking? You think I'm joking? I don't know. I can see it happening in Hawaii. I can see it happening in some places in California. This is what they want, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they want. Folks, before I get into this, I've been told to watch Arizona and Georgia. Things are happening in America as we race to the finish line of this World War III catastrophe. The Armageddon. The Armageddon, folks. Folks, you can Venmo me. If you appreciate what I do, I appreciate you. You guys keep me sober and you keep me busy and you keep me having a purpose. What's a man without a purpose? Venmo, D-Rod1977. D-Rod1977. When the lights go out, folks, I wrote this on my iPhone in 1 month. I had a lot of shit. A lot of shit upstairs to get out on paper. When the lights go on, I wrote this. I did not have a ghostwriter. I wrote this entirely by myself. I had an editor. I had some grammatical errors. I am a boxer. And then my mama's book, The Mexican Mix. It's a good book. Give it a read and give it an honest review. That's also on Amazon. Folks, I'm going to take a little time off. I'm going to not be here Monday and Wednesday. I think I'll return Friday. So I need to like clear my head and get and just reset. I need a reset. I need a reset. Keto with Nino, folks. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year resolutions is with amazing keto powder. The substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis. I use it. And yeah. I'm impressed because in just a week of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. Yes, I do. I noticed that. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get it back today for 51% off. Plus, receive several free bonuses before their New Year sale ends by going to Keto with Nino, baby. Yeah. Or simply click on the link in the description box below and get ready to look your best this New Year, folks. All right. Before we get into Russia, Russia. I'm going to say here that we are in red alert. We are at a time in our lives where we're going to see some shit that we never, ever imagined possible. Remember when your chicken coop friends that built the chicken coop, they were the conspiracy weirdos? The people that were growing their own garden, just wait until tomatoes go to $5 a tomato. You think I'm joking? Better start listening to your conspiracy friends. They're right. They're ahead of the ball. I remember that. I had a buddy that had a chicken coop, and I was like, man, this guy's onto something. I need to do that too. Now it's going to be a thing. Just wait and see. Everyone's going to be building their little chicken coops. They were ahead of the ball, like we've always been. Spotify's Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. Getter is Nino's Corner. Rumble is Nino's Corner. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. IG is David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Nino Boxer. PatriotWear.com. Bing, get yourself some cool gear. Folks, we have an asteroid, 6,000. I saw it on the comments and I saw it. I looked it up. 6,214 miles away. Oh, gosh, it'd be great if it could hit Pelosi's house. Folks, this is going to escalate, and I talked to Juanito about this, and I'm not kidding. Near-death experience to the point of where we really could be hearing air raids, like air sirens. Would it surprise you? Because it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me. We've got on NinosCorner.tv, folks. I got Dustin Nemos. Great. It's fire. Everyone loves this interview. Everyone loves the Dustin Nemos interview. I'm going to have him on again. It's a black pill. Dare take the black pill. But, you know, it's necessary sometimes. Eat the meat and throw away the bones, folks. Jesse Saboter, she's on Nino's Corner right now talking about the dark side of the Pence documents. And she goes, we did one interview. It was really detailed, vulgar, demonic. And she called me back and says, Dave, I don't feel comfortable putting that up. I go, yeah, I don't like it either. And I'm going to have to tell my audience, though, that you said this. I'm going to say that we have to retape the interview and leave out the descriptive material. And it's really disturbing stuff. But we did. It's still R-rated. You'll be pleased with it. It's just she's leaving out a lot of the details. That's on ninoscorner.tv. I cannot put that on FluffTube. I got a text from Lloyd Brunson. He's going to be coming back on the show. I guess they're putting forth another suit. So let's see where this goes. Lloyd Brunson will be coming on. Juan O'Savin always comes on. I need to reach out to him today. And the ghost is going to reappear on ninoscorner.tv. It's fire. It's always been fire and will be fire, folks. And without further ado, coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Let's go. I'm going to be putting up an interview on YouTube, Ismael Perez. I don't know if some of you are familiar with him. I felt like I was talking to Zoolander. Good guy. Very informative. I mean, he really elaborates on the Bible and adds basically a more complex form to it. Like, if you look at the Bible as being more simplified for people that need to understand it in that way, he comes out and he elaborates what he does is he elaborates it with UFOs, the demons, the lower vibrational beings, the higher vibrational beings, frequencies, dimensions, multiverse, universe, the whole thing, the holographic universe. He goes into detail of that. I'm going to put that up on FluffTube. I think it made FluffTube. I'm having my team look at it right now. Yes, I have a team. They're looking at it right now. So make sure it fits for FluffTube. So we'll see. I think it's going to make it. So I don't know. We'll see. It's a really good interview, and that's going to be coming up on FluffTube. Folks, I believe we're living in a time where we're going to see more supply chain shortages, a lot more. It's just getting started. And I'm not trying to scare everybody. I'm just telling you what I see coming down the pipeline. More supply chain shortages, massive hyperinflation. Look at your eggs. Look at your huevos. Look at your huevos. $20, $18 to $20 a carton now? And what does this do in return? It causes crime to spike, folks. And how does crime spike? Southern border being wide open. They're not going to be able to afford their huevos. They're not going to be able to get their huevos. They're going to come to your house and demand to see your huevos. I'm going as far to say before this gets fixed and turned around, it's got to get really bad. And I hate to say it like that, but I do believe this is going to get fixed and turned around. I really do. I see it getting turned around. We're in a race against time. We've got the house. There's things moving in our direction. I think McCarthy's on a tight leash, but you know he's getting whispers in both sides of his ears. But he's getting whispered on this side and this side. Who's he going to really work for? We'll see. We'll see. So I think the globalists are going to get their lockdowns. I think they're going to get their curfews all because of Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. Blame Russia. Blame Russia. Folks, this is the goal. They tried to do it first with the first boogeyman, didn't they? I'm the conspiracy guy. And folks, I have to say it on here because it is FluffTube. It's all opinion. It's my opinion. I'm bad. My batting average is pretty good, though, I got to say, if I don't say so myself. Make no mistake about it, folks. We are in World War III. This is World War III. Everybody's getting involved now. What happens when everyone gets involved? It's a fucking world war. Russia says tank promises show direct and growing Western involvement in Ukraine. Russia said on Thursday it saw the promised delivery of Western tanks to Ukraine as evidence of direct and growing U.S. and European involvement in the conflict. Poke the bull, you get the horns. The Kremlin was reaching out for the first time to announcement by the United States and Germany on Wednesday that they would arm Ukraine with dozens of battle tanks in its fight against Russia. They are constant statements from European capitals and Washington that the sending of various weapons systems to Ukraine, including tanks, in no way signifies the involvement in these countries or the alliance in the hostilities in Ukraine, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters. Russia is now threatening us, saying, hey, keep doing it. Fuck around and find out. But let's get to America first. Like, what's happening with the government civil war that's happening inside the internal government right now? Let's talk about that for a second. The battle here in America for America Republic is waging, folks. This has all been cleverly engineered, I'm telling you, strategized by think tanks, by the globalists. They know what they're doing. It's not a conspiracy anymore. And your MSM, Fox included, all of them, are doing you a massive disservice. That's why you're here listening to me. Because I don't beat around the bush. I tell it the way it is. You guys like to be told the way it is. So the battle here in America for our republic is waging within the house as the world begins to fall apart. Can we beat them to the punch, folks? Can we beat them to the finish line and divert the apocalypse? Can we? The race is on. As we make strides in America to take down the regime, the Hunter Biden scandal progresses. So in a breaking exclusive, Hunter Biden was receiving classified State Department briefings on a regular basis, used to promote the Biden family business. Earlier today, we reported on a Cash Patel op-ed on Daily Caller that he suggested that the recent revelations on Joe Biden's crimes with classified information all began with the Hunter Biden laptop. After an interview on the Joe Hoff Show on TNT Radio with John Paul McIsaac, I'm going to try to get him back on my show. This is the beginning. It's beginning to make sense. John Paul McIsaac is the heroic computer store owner whose life changed the day Hunter Biden walked into his store in Delaware requesting help with some laptops he had in tow. McIsaac offered to help Hunter, but when Hunter never came back because he was getting high on crack. He was smoking the crack pipe. The laptop became McIsaac's. And what a surprise he had for him in store for him. Soon after this, Joe Biden decided to run for president, and McIsaac knew he was in possession of the hornet's nest. After Hunter refused to come back and take possession of his laptop, the ownership of the laptop became McIsaac's. At this point, McIsaac decided to see all that was in it. What a revelation he found. Documents of all sorts were on the laptop, as well as CD pictures and videos and text messages downloaded from Hunter's phone, his iPhone. We have determined that the information in this email sent from Hunter to Devin Archer is based on at least one classified U.S. State document, a department briefing coming out of Eurasia. This is the same State Department group that oversees Ukraine. Wonder why we're having problems with Ukraine? Wonder why all this is happening? Based on XR Vision review of the original Hunter Biden laptop, Hunter was receiving classified State Department briefings on a regular basis and was using the information to promote the Biden family business worldwide. Massive, massive, massive corruption. I'm going to try to get McIsaac back on and have another interview with him. He was a great interview. Give me a thumbs up if you want to see McIsaac back on ninoscorner.tv. Ray Epps, in some Ray Epps news. Remember, folks, we're going to get to Russia in a second. Hold on. Ray Epps, never before seen leaked video of Ray Epps breach. Is the government doctoring video to cover for Epps and incriminate the Proud Boys at their show trial? This is part of the 14,000 hours the government is hiding. So, is the government protecting Ray Epps? He's a big domino that if it falls, many more will fall, folks. So, is the government protecting Ray Epps during the Proud Boys trial and possibly manipulating footage to incriminate the Proud Boys? See never-before-seen video from the 14,000 hours the government is hiding. Okay, so the evidence, this is on... Oh, I don't want to say the syndicate here because I've been told not to. So they have the faulty video. Okay, so we had witnessed the faulty video play on the court monitors with our own eyes as we cover the Proud Boys here trial here in Washington, D.C. Federal prosecutor Jason McCauley presented this video to the jury during professional J6 witnesses, U.S. Capitol Police Inspector Thomas Lloyd's testimony. The sudden and suspicious glitch in the video caught this reporter's attention. It happened as the first group of protesters walked through a black fence on January 6th called Breach Number 2 by the government. After consulting with J6 video expert Gary McBride, who was sitting right next to me, he informed me that the glitch happened at the exact moment Ray Epps enters the scene, leading his group and instructing them to pass the gate. He was like the cheerleader. Ray Epps. Let's get to Russia. So all of this is coming down in America right now. What's the House going to do? Are we going to see justice, folks? They're scared shitless. People like Adam Schiff don't know what to do. Doesn't it look like Adam Schiff has like nitrogen being pumped in the back of his fucking head? His eyes are bulging out like that guy on Beetlejuice. Let's get to Russia, folks. Hey, Sancho, I made it live. Won't be long at work. All right, Tweety. So we're in a race against time to get tanks to Ukraine before Europe engulfed in war with Russia. Time is ticking for troops in Ukraine after several countries in the West agreed to send tanks to help in the country's efforts against Putin's army. Remember, Putin is now the Hitler. He's the new Hitler. And an expert says there's no time to lose. The West is in a race against time to get new. Look, this is all complete bullshit, by the way. The West is in a race against time to get newly available tanks to Ukraine or face Europe being engulfed in war against Russia, experts have warned. This is about NATO, folks. That's all this is about. And I have to be careful what I say on FluffTube. Unfortunately, I'm sorry. As Moscow prepares to launch a spring offensive against Kiev's troops, Germany has finally agreed to its Leopard 2 tanks being sent. Guess who just entered the war? Berlin's decision to send 14 of the world's most deadly tanks to Ukraine means other Western countries can follow suit with their own Leopard 2s. Leading Russian expert Bruce Jones said this is absolutely a pivotal strategic moment in the war as the West now faces a severe time compression. Germany has delayed the process for some time when it most matters. The third generation German-made tanks are used by countries such as Poland, which is now sending some of its stock. Spain also said it will provide Leopard 2s, as well as Finland and Netherlands. Everyone's getting involved. Everyone's getting involved. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm going to say it here. And a lot of you are going to say, it's crazy. Just like you thought your chicken coop conspiracy friends were crazy. I'm going to bet, I don't know when, but they're going to use Russia for more lockdowns and air sirens. You think I'm crazy? Who agrees with me? Do any of you agree with me? Let me see in the comments if any of you agree with me. Or you just think I'm batshit crazy. Cool. Folks, do you see how they are strategically doing this? It's genius, but this has been in plans for decades. This has been in plans for decades. Break America within, which they're doing right now. Open the southern border. Destroy our infrastructure. Squeeze the middle class. Hyperinflation. Can't pay for your eggs anymore. You cannot get your huevos. Milk, everything is going to skyrocket. Pledging allegiance to NATO. Oh, by the way, last night, Canada pledged 4 tanks as well. Britain has pledged 14 Challenger 2 tanks will be sent, and the U.S. has promised a further 31 M1 Abrams tanks. Berlin said yesterday that training Ukrainian tank crews will begin within days. In Germany, German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius, I think that's his name, was yesterday pictured on an exercise with German tank troops in the east of the country. So all these countries are now supplying, feeding Ukraine equipment. The UK is to begin training Ukraine soldiers as soon as possible. The whole planet is getting involved. How do you like Biden's America? Go hug a liberal today. Say thank you for the $20 carton of eggs. We appreciate you. You were right. Jeez, you were right. Mean tweets. We just can't take that. We can't have that. But a nuclear war and $20 for a carton of eggs? We love you. Give him a hug. You guys see Louis C.K.? That, if you don't know who he is, he's that tomato red fat ass. We should have open borders. Come on down to Juarez. Come on the Nino show. Come on my show. Come on my show, fatty. Come on my show. I'll change your mind. Debate with Nino. Let me introduce you to some cartel friends, buddy. Let me show you how they behead people and hang them off bridges. How they extort businesses. It's all, but we need that in America, right? We need that, don't we? Yeah, we need that here. Because we got to learn. We've had it too good. No, you've had it too good. Pledging allegiance to NATO. France, Italy, close to deal on supplying air defense system to Ukraine. France and Italy are close to finalizing the technical details to supply a SAMP-T air defense system to Ukraine. two diplomatic sources said on Thursday, although it was unclear how quickly a final decision would come. Do you not see that now Russia has to do something? Everybody's financing Ukraine. The whole world is financing Ukraine. Russia is backed into a corner, folks. In boxing, when is a fighter most dangerous? When they're backed into the corner. That's when they start throwing the Hail Marys. Russia sent Ukraine civilians racing for cover with a Russian missile barrage on Thursday, killing at least one person. The day after Kiev secured Western pledges of dozens of modern battlefield tanks to try to push back the Russian invasion. Kiev has asked its Western allies for more air defense systems and specifically requested the SAMP-T, known as Mamba, in November. Folks, I need a break. I need some time off. I need a week off. I can't do this. It's driving me nuts. Ukraine will now push for F-16 fighter jets. Government advisor says, we need some fighter jets. With main battle tanks from the U.S. and Germany now headed to Ukraine, Kiev is now focusing on securing modern fighter jets from Western allies. Do you remember when you were a kid with your friends back? I don't know. I'm talking to people that were like 80s, 90s kids, maybe early 2000s. And you would say, and you would think like, man, there's going to be someday we go to war with Russia. That's going to happen one day. Remember the tension, the Cold War tension? Well, we're here now. Welcome. Welcome to war with Russia. Welcome to the Nino Show. Every type of weapon we request, we needed yesterday, Sack said. We will do everything possible to ensure Ukraine gets fourth generation fighter jets as soon as possible. At your service. Ukraine scored a major win on Wednesday with the announcement from President Biden that the U.S. will donate 31 American-made M1 Abrams main battle tanks to Kiev. Kiev, whatever. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Wednesday also said he would supply Ukraine with the country's Leopard 2 tanks and approve the transfer of another Leopard from European allies. It's just, folks, it's just more and more equipment's getting sent over to Ukraine. It's the never-ending black hole. Ukraine predicts attacks on major Russian cities. Ukraine authorities say Russia's biggest cities are bound to suffer attacks as a result of the Kremlin's war against Ukraine. Internal escalation of the war in Russia is inevitable, said Mikhail Podolyak, an advisor to the Ukraine president. Cities that are pampered, lazy, that thought they lived in a different reality, such as Moscow, St. Petersburg, and Yekaterinburg, will be subject to strikes. He said, stressing that Ukraine itself has no plans to carry out such attacks, but the logic of war means that all of Russia will be dragged into what the Kremlin started. What the Kremlin started. Oh, boy. U.S. monitoring Iranian bid to establish military presence in Panama Canal. The State Department said on Tuesday that it's monitoring Iran's attempt to have a military presence in the Western Hemisphere. See, folks, what they're getting done here is worldwide military presence. Have everyone in fear of World War III. So everyone has curfews and lockdowns and can't afford food. Do you get it? Do you understand what I'm saying? This isn't just an accident. A State Department spokesman told the Washington Free Beacon that it is tracking a recent announcement, but the commander of Iran's Navy indicating that warships will establish a presence in the Panama Canal as soon as next month. Already two Iranian warships, including one equipped with anti-ship cruise missiles, torpedoes, and naval cannons, were granted permission to dock in Brazil earlier this week, according to documents published by the Brazilian Navy. And who's paying for all this? The taxpayer. You are. Every time you write that check out to those the 87,000 new IRS agents, they know that you're not going to want to do this, folks. So they're going to come knock on your door and demand payment. It's theft. They're mugging you. Denmark calls for mandatory military service for women. Copenhagen, Denmark plans compulsory military conscription for women as the Nordic country seeks to significantly boost the size of armed forces. The move can help Denmark meet its requirements under its NATO membership. It would also be beneficial for the military if it had more women employed, Danish Defense Minister and Deputy Prime Minister Jakob Ellemann-Jensen said in an interview. So they're going to start drafting women, I guess. Let's talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene for a second. Marjorie Taylor Greene aims to be Trump's VP pick in 2024. I keep saying there is no 24. There's not. I'm not going to get up here and pretend like there is. I know all of you think the same thing. But I've been told to watch Arizona and Georgia. Folks, if this isn't before, I have to be close. I can't say things I want to say on here. Anyway, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Did she try out for American Idol? Is that true? I saw some footage on that. Did she once try out for American Idol? Because to me, it seems to me, she's like the Kamala Harris of the Republicans. Am I going out on a limb here? That's how I see her. I don't know. I'm just saying. That's how I see it. Oh, boy. Marjorie Taylor Greene is angling to be Donald Trump's running mate in 2024, according to two people who have spoken to the firebrand second arm congresswoman about her ambitions. This is no shrinking violet. She's ambitious. She's not shy about that, nor should she be, said Steve Bannon, the former Trump aide who hosts the War Room podcast, where Greene has been a guest. She sees herself on the shortlist for Trump's VP, paraphrasing Cokey Roberts. When MTG looks to the mirrors, she sees Marjorie Taylor Greene looks at a potential president smiling back. God help us! I mean, do I use this? Do you all see it? It's just like, it's like, what? I don't know. I don't know. I see all these politicians as like fame hungry in one sense. Says it's reconnecting. Can you guys give me a thumbs up if you guys can see me? It says it was buffering. Nancy Pelosi sold 30,000 shares of Google stocks weeks before DOJ launched the antitrust probe. Old Nancy. Bombshell testimony at Arizona State's Election Committee meeting reveals almost half of the ballots ran through Maricopa County tabulators failed. How do you guys like paying $18 a dozen? How did America's eggs get absurdly expensive? The egg carton has become the symbol of inflation. By the end of 2022, prices had shot up 60% year over year, putting a strain on holiday budgeting for households across the country. Some Americans got creative with their sourcing. Attempts to smuggle eggs across the U.S.-Mexico border have surged. U.S. Border Patrol says the agency reporting that a number of egg and poultry seizures rose 108%. Biden's America, folks. Shoppers are also seeking out local farms, which can be cheaper. Egg farmers on TikTok have poked fun at this boon, calling themselves egg dealers, weighing their produce as if it were a kilo of drugs. Hey, did you see Project Veritas? No, I didn't. Put it on here, please. What did you see? What did you see? $3.99 eggs in Sedona, Arizona. I need to raise my egg prices. Trump's Facebook, Instagram, and accounts will be reinstated. So Facebook and Instagram will restore former President Donald Trump's accounts about 2 years after he was banned. Parent company Meta announced on Wednesday, we will be reinstating Mr. Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts in the coming weeks. Nick Clegg, president of global affairs for Meta, said in a blog post. However, we are doing so with new guardrails in place to deter repeat offenders. I wouldn't even get on there if I was him. Those guardrails entail heightened penalties for repeat offenses, like free speech. In the event that Mr. Trump posts further violating content, the content will be removed and he will be suspended for between 1 month or 2 years, depending on the severity of the violation, Clegg wrote. Netanyahu's son, slammed Soros, global elite, and radical leftist control of Israel media as conservative event in Hungary. At a university considered close to the Hungarian PM, Yair Netanyahu says Viktor Orban's ongoing anti-Soros campaign is not anti-Semitic, as Orban's political director declares. Whoever controls the media controls the country's mindset, and through that, the country itself, folks. That's how you control a country. The MSM. Look no further than Fox or CNN. Look no further than your commercials on TV. Adam Schiff announces 2024 Senate run in California. Adam Schiff announced Thursday he is running for Senate in 2024, opting to replace Senator Dianne Feinstein. We're in the fight of our lives for the future of our country. Our democracy is under assault from MAGA extremists. Do you see how they steal the narrative and make it theirs? They take the narrative and they make it theirs. Our democracy is under assault from MAGA extremists who care only about gaining power and keeping it. And our economy is simply not working for millions of Americans who are working harder than ever just to get by. And you're going to blame MAGA and Trump for that? Stealing the narrative and making it theirs, folks. Stealing the narrative and making it theirs. And at this moment, we need a fighter for our democracy and our families, which is why I'm launching my campaign to be the next U.S. Senator for California. Other than Schiff, Representative Katie Porter announced she would be running for the Senate seat in 2024. Representative Barbara Lee has also repeatedly told colleagues she will also run. Louis C.K., the jester, the irresponsible jester. Let's just call him a jester, folks. The irresponsible jester, Louis C.K., the clown. Louis, come on my show, please. Please come on my show. Let's talk a little bit about the border. So to me, folks, this is the mental illness of America. This guy is a prime example. Comedian Louis C.K. suggests during an episode of Joe Rogan's podcast that Americans should not sequester themselves by caring more about each other than they do about other countries. Total globalist pawn right here. He probably believes this. I'm going to say he believes this. The controversial comedian Louis C.K. appeared on Saturday's episode of the Joe Rogan Experience, where he hammered Americans for prioritizing their safety. You know how they pay taxes and they want safety and they work hard, especially middle-class Americans. Yeah, you shouldn't. You're not supposed to be happy and you're not supposed to be safe. I think that that's the problem, is that people expect that you're not happy when you're safe. You're not happy when you're secure, Louis C.K. said. This guy needs a crash course on the cartels in Mexico. Let me tell you, folks, then you'll put safety first, numbnut. You have no idea what you're talking about or what you're asking for at all. Zero. This is the typical mind-numbing liberal. It really is. It's like, is he being bought off? Or is he being paid to say this shit? Or is like, I have a hard time for anybody who really thinks like this. Is this really the logic in this guy's cranium? New York City erects satanic statue on city courthouse to promote abortion, folks. So a new global idol to abortion stands on top of New York City courthouse this month, a reminder of the religiosity with which abortion activists defend the mass slaughter of babies in the womb. The Now statue also hints at the satanic, a naked golden woman with braids fashioned into horns coming out of her head as she emerges from a pink lotus. According to photos in the New York Times, images used by Satanists and the Satanic Temple often depicts Satan with goat-like horns. Andrew Beck of the advertising agency Beck & Stone drew attention to the statue Wednesday in a post on Twitter. Folks, you can't tell me this is not a spiritual war. It's in your face. This is what these people believe. They really believe this stuff. And you still just check out and say, it's all conspiracy. The statue named Now is a female figure emerging from a pink lotus, Beck wrote. It has braids shaped as horns with a judicial lace apron. It is meant to pay homage to Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her fight for abortion. According to the New York Times, artist Shazia Skinlander, I guess, created the 8-foot statue as a homage to the late U.S. Supreme Court justice, as an idol of the pro-abortion movement. It recently was installed on top of the courthouse of the Appellate Division, First Department of the Supreme Court of the state of New York in the city. They're erecting satanic pagan symbols all over America. It's not just at the Supreme Court, folks. Can anybody tell me what the Martin Luther King statue is? Because to me, it looks like a giant dick. Let's get to what the fuck news, shall we? Some what the fuck news. All right, folks, I got a double header on the what the fuck news. And hey, folks, give me a thumbs up if I'm doing it right. I appreciate the super chat. Anybody who's helping me out on the super chat, I appreciate the Venmo, D-Rod 1977. So thank you, Wendy Child. I appreciate you. I did skip. That was kind of border news. You skipped border news. That was kind of border news. Louis C.K.'s comment was the border news, folks. All right. In what the fuck news? Do you guys like my wolf hat? I'm the lone wolf. I'm the werewolf. Yeah, we're on what the fuck news right now. We are on what the fuck news right now. So, listen to this one. I get some good what the fuck news. I've gone back to being a child. Husband and father of 7, 52 years old, leaves his wife and kids to live as a transgender 6-year-old little girl named Stefanke Walsh, 52, lived as Paul until he realized he was trans at age 46 and was not accepted by her. I have a hard time saying her. By her family. After 2 suicide attempts and a... I can say so much with that. After 2 suicide attempts and a bout of homelessness, she found hope in the transgender community in Toronto. She now resides with an adoptive mommy and daddy. An adoptive mommy and daddy? This guy is 52 years old, should be in an insane asylum in a straitjacket. But he got an adoptive mommy and daddy to take care of him. I'd like to see what's in the minds of those people. A Canadian man who was married with seven kids has left his family in order to fulfill his true identity as a 60-year-old little girl. And he probably wants to play with other 60-year-olds. In an emotional video with gay news site, The Daily Extra, in collaboration with a transgender project, Stephanie. They spell it weird here, folks. I can read, okay? I can read, I think. Stephanie. So let's just say Stephanie. Walsh, 52, in Toronto, says she realized she was transgender rather than simply a crossdresser at age 46 and split from her wife, Maria, after she told her husband to stop being trans or leave. Now, Stephanie lives with friends who she cans or labels her adopted mommy and daddy as a six-year-old little girl, dressing in children's clothing and spending her time playing and coloring with her adopted parents' grandchildren. They're letting their grandkids play with this dude. So who's to blame here? I mean, who's really the mentally ill? I mean, is it Stephanie? Or is it the grandparent? Is it his adopted parents? Stephanie says her adopted family, which consists of an older couple and their children and young grandchildren, are completely accepting of her identity as a little girl. She says she's living in a six-year-old girl because it's something she could never do when she was in grade school. I can't deny I was married. I can't deny I have children, she says in the video. But I've moved forward now. It looks like you're going way backwards. I've moved forward now, and I've gone back to being a child. I don't want to be an adult right now. No better way to get rid of your responsibilities, right, folks? Thanks, Nancy. She says she previously lived as an eight-year-old girl until a couple's granddaughter asked her to be the younger sister instead. So he said, you know what? I feel like being six. In the winter, Stephanie earns money by plowing snow. I've never seen a six-year-old plow snow. Plowing snow, and when she's at home with her adopted family, they color and do kid stuff. It's called play therapy. No medication, no suicidal thoughts, and I just get to play, she shares, with their children. You don't find that weird? I'm the only one that finds that weird? All right. Yeah. Oh, boy. The doubleheader in the doubleheader What the Fuck News. Headless woman. Oh, sorry, not headless woman. I'm a mess today, folks. I need a break. I need a small break. Heedless woman in topless church rampage. January 26th, a topless woman broke into a church in North Dakota and ripped a large statue of Jesus off the wall, causing the sculpture to crash to the floor, according to the cops, who say the suspect appeared under the influence of narcotics. Police responded Monday evening to St. Mary's Cathedral in Fargo after receiving a report of a topless female damaging property. Upon arriving at the Catholic Church, Fargo Police Department cops spotted Brittany Reynolds, 35, exiting the cathedral. She had no shirt or bra on and was not wearing shoes, according to the incident report. Pictured above, Reynolds, who was detained as she sought to run from police. I would love to have seen that. Unable to answer basic orientation questions and appeared under the influence of narcotics, cops noted. Church surveillance cameras reported Reynolds flipping over a potted plant before ripping the statue of Jesus down off the wall. Charged with felony criminal mischief, Reynolds is being held in the Cass County Jail. She is scheduled for a March 1st preliminary hearing. Reynolds' rap sheet includes convictions for disorderly conduct, resisting police, drunk driving, assault, shoplifting, and providing false information to law enforcement. You know, a law-abiding citizen, a good citizen. And we're getting a lot more of them coming through the border, I promise you. This is going to just intensify. Craziness is the new norm. Insanity is the new trend. Everybody wants to be weird. Just look at Instagram. But I'm saying that we're going to see more. The reason I do the what the fuck news, folks, is so you can see where society's going. Is this the end of the world? It sure feels like it, folks. I'm going to be putting on Ishmael Pettis, talking about the galactic shift, the cosmic war. Look, folks, a lot of you may not agree with it, and I'm going to say it right here. Disclaimer. Not all my guests reflect their opinions and viewpoints and statements reflect onto me or ninoscorner.tv. They don't. I just lay it out for you all to play it out. And what I'm going to say here, folks, with Ishmael Pettis, is that he's a very knowledgeable guy. He's a smart individual. Eat the meat and throw away the bones. I'm going to put it up here on FluffTube. You know, folks, look, could it be true? It could be. You know, I'm not going to say it is or it isn't. It's just, it's good to have an open mind and entertain different people's viewpoints. And I think what he's doing makes a lot, to me, it made a lot of sense. It made a lot of sense to me. But so I'm going to put that up. I think I'm going to air that on FluffTube on Saturday. What's today? Friday. So maybe tomorrow night, tomorrow evening, I'll put that up. And you all tell me what you think. I think it's worth a listen. He says the same thing Dan and Brinkley said about a shift happening, a solar flash. Boom. That causes a shift in humanity. As of right now, we're coexisting with two timelines. One going to AI and one going into the freedom, humanity's sovereignty, freedom. Folks, I appreciate all of you. I'm going to take a little time off. I'm not going to be here Monday or Wednesday. I will be uploading to ninoscorner.tv. I'm going to have some stellar interviews on there. So I appreciate, thank you, Idaho Honey. Thank you. So I appreciate all of you. If you appreciate me, Venmo, D-Rod, 1977. All right, folks, I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby, you. I'm out of here, folks. Later.